good news, Gale is not as bad as people maybe could expect. So he's already jogging or running, and that is good news, but it still is too early, obviously, for these games. And Clark is the other one that is not training with the group, and is very close. The rest of the players, all the squad, they are training together, and it's just a question for us to decide if we want to play this one or the one, or take the risk with this one or the other one.
Have these injuries come at a particularly bad time for you? Because there have been a lot of games recently, and they've happened to key players in the team: Gale, Clark, Hayden, Colback.
Yeah, we have had this problem in the last games. Still, I think that we manage more or less because we won two games at home. But obviously, when you have players playing every game and doing well, if you miss them or if you lose them at the end, maybe you can miss them, no, is the right expression. So when we talk about the top scorer, at this time I was the top scorer in the league. And to lose him, it was a big problem for us. Still, the other strikers, they were doing well, but they are different in terms of how they play and how the team will play for them. No?
What's been the response from the players in training this week to the disappointing result at Sheffield Wednesday?
I think that the first thing is we take responsibility in terms of the mistakes that we made, and we were analysing that. So everybody agrees that we made some mistakes and we have to improve and we have to avoid these mistakes in the next five games. And they will try. They were training well. They were focused on improving things and keep doing the right thing that we were doing during the whole season. So the mood has been very good. Today we were training and they were working hard. But the day before, more than just working hard, just to be sure that you are concentrated and then you do what you have to do with the preparation, with the set pieces and all these things. So it's a team that you cannot complain. They train well. From day one, they train well. And they put everything in the games. We can play better or worse, but they try. So I think it's in this case, with this team, I cannot have any excuse, any complaint about what they do, because they try their best.
And in Leeds at St James's Park, you'll be up against another team that's in a playoff position. Leeds have been very consistent over the last few months. How difficult do you think they're going to make it for you? Because they obviously have something important to play for themselves.
Yeah, it's a good team. They have a good manager. They are doing a good season and he's doing a great job. So we know that always it's tough in the Championship, but especially with these kind of teams that they are comfortable in possession, they have strong players, they're good at set pieces, they have the top scorer in the division now, so we know that it will be tough, but at the same time we have confidence because in the first game we were really good. We had a lot of possession, control of the game, and we hope and we are expecting that we will do something similar. Will it be difficult? Yes. Can we do it? Yes. So do I have confidence that we can do it? Yes.
Some supporters might look at the Easter weekend, Leeds and then Ipswich, and realise that you're very close to achieving your objective of promotion. But I imagine your message, as always, will be it's just one game at a time and think about Ipswich after you've played Leeds.
Yes. Yeah, no, it's clear. So we are talking about that. Just one game at a time. We cannot start doing the match, and so it's just to concentrate on this one that is quite difficult and be sure that we can get 3 points. And after, we will see what happens with Huddersfield or the other teams, but the main thing is what we can do or what we have to do.
And at Hillsborough against Sheffield Wednesday, the atmosphere was fantastic. How important would a similar atmosphere at St James's Park be against Leeds? Because it's obviously a big game and there's a lot at stake at this stage of the season. And if the fans get behind you, then, as you always say, they can make a big difference to the players.
Yeah, I think that you are right. The atmosphere was really good for them. And then we have to try to do the same. So we have 52,000 fans, very loyal, supporting the team during the whole season and for years. So now is the right time to give a little bit more. And I think that if we can do well and they support the team, they will enjoy even more. So it's really important for us to have the fans behind. Not just for me, because I'm really pleased with that, but especially for the players. Even in the difficult times when they make mistakes, it's more important to have the fans supporting you.